This morning's sermon is 5 easy steps on how to stay awake during a sermon. Okay, that's what this morning's sermon is going to be. I've already had a couple of comments about the title of my sermon, and I just want to make sure every once in a while as a pastor, every once in a while you have to give people ideas on how to stay awake during the sermon. One of those is that you should get a good night's sleep the night before. Okay? And this is a serious thing. When you sit down to have your prayer time or your time with God, if you fall asleep, your body is trying to tell you something. Unless you're on some medication that causes you to settle down so much, I learned this about my grandmother. My grandmother would take us to the movies all the time. What movie do you want to go see? And she would take us to the movies, my brother and my sister and myself. And it would not be 5 minutes into the movie, and you could look over, and she was... And she would wake up as the credits roll. And we would get in the car and she would tell us how wonderful that movie was. Every time. And I learned a long time ago that sometimes people are on medication that causes them to slow down so much that when they sit still for a few minutes, they're going to fall asleep. And I know that's particularly true of Sunday mornings. And I could name the number of you that are on medication if you would like me to. If that's the excuse you need for not staying awake during the sermon, I'll call your name out when you fall asleep today. How's that? Actually, the sermon today is about keeping awake in the midst of our world, in what's going on and what's happening. So let's look at the words that Paul writes to the church at Thessalonica. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness so that this day would surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with Him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. You see, there is a lot going on in the world today, isn't there? And the things that are going on in the world, we hear about more and more than we ever have in the past. I'm not convinced that anything's different than the past. But I'm convinced because people have the news on 24/7, they're hearing a whole lot more about it. And we're soaking it in a whole lot more. And because of it, there are some that just want to be asleep. If I could just sleep through it all and wake up later, that was always the way I solved things as a kid. If you just take a nap, when you wake up from a nap, things are gone, right? Your mom sends you to your room because you've done something that wasn't quite right. And all I got to do is take a nap. And when I wake up from the nap, my mom is, I don't know, I guess she forgot about it. She's never had a very good memory. And she always told me, when your dad comes, you just wait till your dad gets home. And I found out if you could be asleep when dad got home, oh, that just takes care of it. He didn't want to wake me up. What a kind and generous person he was. And isn't that how we handle some of the things that are happening in our world right now? If we just sleep through them, it'll be okay. But you know, it's still going to be happening and it's still going to be going on. We need to be awake. We need to keep awake to what's happening in our world. And being awake to me means three different things that I want to talk to you about today. Being awake means keeping our lives centered on the active work of God around us now. Being awake means keeping our lives centered on the active work of God around us now. That's what being awake means. It's a choice that I make. It's a decision that I make to be awake. Earlier this week, I put up on my Facebook page, I put up a quote from Richard Rohr that made me do some thinking. A quote that really speaks to this. Richard Rohr says, "We're already in the presence of God. We're already in the presence of God. What's absent is awareness. What's absent is awareness." And you see, that's so true. Because God's there before us. God's there while we're there. God is there after we leave. And God goes with us as we go. But yet what happens? Sometimes we forget about that, don't we? We're not aware. We need to be awake. We need to have our lives centered on the active work of God. That's what we need to be doing. You see, God's not asleep, but currently is working to bring people closer to the kingdom. God is not asleep in our world. God is always working in people's hearts, looking to draw them into the kingdom and draw them ever closer to God. There are times that we might feel like God's asleep, isn't it? That God's not there. I'm so glad that we have a God that doesn't sleep. I am so glad of that. I still remember, and I know I think I've shared this with you before, being in a Hare Krishna temple. No, I was never a Hare Krishna, okay? Had the opportunity to go and talk to one, and the lady said, "How exciting that you're here right now, because we're getting ready to wake up the gods." And we all went, "What?" Their noonday service is all about waking the gods up. And we asked the lady, "What do you mean? Are you really waking up the..." "Oh no, we're not waking up the gods for real. But we're doing this to practice what we're going to do for all eternity." And I'm thinking, for all eternity, you're going to be waking up your gods. God is awake in this world, and God is working in people's hearts. I don't need to yell out or scream to wake God up. God is already awake, and God is already working in this world to bring people closer to the kingdom of God. It's I who need to keep awake. I'm the one that needs to become more aware of what God's doing around me and how God's working in people's hearts. Well, for me, being awake also means clothing ourselves with faith, love, and hope. Clothing ourselves with faith, love, and hope. Now, I like to phrase it this way because it means when I get up in the morning, I've got to take those three things out and I've got to put them on. I've got to make them part of my life for that day. Sometimes it's real easy not to make them part of my life. I've got to make a decision about that in the morning when I get up. But this action, this takes an active decision every day and throughout the day, doesn't it? If I'm going to clothe myself with faith, love, and hope, it's an active decision throughout the day, isn't it? When somebody says something to me that I don't quite like, I've got to decide, am I going to still wear these clothes of faith, love, and hope? Am I still going to do that? Because sometimes it's real easy for me to respond otherwise, isn't it? Sometimes at a snap decision, when you're the third telemarketer that calls that night, you know, folks, those people on the other end of the line, I want to admit to you, they're annoying. But they may be trying to make a living for their family too. And that's the job they've been able to get a hold of. How do we approach them with faith, love, and hope? How do we approach the person that is rude to us in the grocery store? Don't we need to approach them with faith, love, and hope? I've got to make a decision that I'm going to put them on. And I've got to think about that over and over again so that I will continue to be thinking about that. So that when those things happen, are we going to fail throughout the day? Oh yeah, we're going to fail. At some point in time, I'm going to make a snap decision and I might snap. Folks, it's time to reevaluate that and to think about that. What will I do next time when that thing happens? I need to keep awake, don't I? I need to keep awake so that I can respond the way that God would have me to respond to folks, even if they're being rude to me, even if they're being obnoxious to me, even if they're being harmful to me. Do I not still need to respond to them with faith, love, and hope? Folks, we got to keep awake so that we can do that. And the last thing that I want to share with you is that keeping awake means encouraging and building up other believers. Keeping awake means encouraging and building up other believers. I could go through all of Scripture and I could find many things in all of Scripture that say, don't say anything discouraging to anyone else. Don't let unwholesome words come out of your mouth. Folks, we really need to be thinking about that so that we can encourage one another. Because when people are encouraged, they do so much more for the kingdom of God. So much more. One scripture says, don't let any unwholesome word come out of your mouth. Gosh, I got to keep awake to keep that from happening. I've got to keep awake to keep that from happening so that I can think about, because quite honest to you folks, there's a song, and I'm not going to sing the song. Judy wants me to sing it. She doesn't even know what the song is yet, but she wants me to sing it. There's many times going through my head, here's your sign. Anybody ever hear that song? Here's your sign. If you haven't heard that song, you might need to listen to it. Somebody does something stupid or foolish in front of you, and all you want to say is, here's your sign. You know, you got a cast on your arm, and somebody walks up and says, did you break your arm? Here's your sign. That's what I'm talking about. Okay? And sometimes that happens. And in my brother's family, I've learned something from my brother. He's 6 years younger than me, and yes, I learned something from my brother. In his family, they always talk about use your inside voice. And that doesn't mean your inside the building voice versus your outside the building voice. That means use your inside voice. The one inside your head, not the one that comes out. And sometimes I think we need to evaluate our words so that they can be words that build up and encourage one another. And we need to look at those words, and if those words are not ones that encourage and build someone up, then we just need to use our inside voice. But then eventually we need to learn how not to even use it in our inside voice, don't we? Because we shouldn't be thinking that way about other people and what's going on for other folks. So our words and actions as Christians should always lift others up. Always lift others up. And when they don't lift other people up, we need to pause. And we need to learn that sometimes silence is better. And that's a tough one. Because sometimes we want to help people learn. You know, the person that cuts you off as you drive to church on Sunday mornings? You want to help them learn, don't you? Or the person that cuts you off as you drive to Roanoke? You want to help them learn something, don't you? Either by giving them some words of instruction. I don't know whether you realize this or not, but they can't hear you. They can't hear you. And if you could give them some words of instruction, would they be words that build up and encourage them to come closer to the kingdom of God? How do you feel about this? Should we keep awake in this world so that we respond in the proper ways? Keep awake to what God's doing in this world? Keep awake by making sure we're clothed in the right way with faith and love and hope? Keep awake that we might only use words that will encourage other folks? How do you feel about this? I think it's very important for us to keep awake. It can be very hard to keep awake at all times about things like this because it's very easy for us to want to instruct other people. I do it all the time. You can ask my wife. Sometimes it escapes out of my head and I say what I'm thinking that I probably shouldn't. I've at least learned to try not to say it to the other people. And now I'm working on trying not to think it. And that's the process that we need to go through. So what I want to ask you to think about, how will you become more awake than you already are? How will you become more awake than you already are? Because all of us are asleep in one way or another right now. And how will you become more awake so that you can serve God in a way that will build other people up, that will show the lost faith, love, and hope, and that will show people that you believe God is still actively working in this world to draw people ever closer to the kingdom? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for opening the doors of heaven. And we thank you that you are always present to us. And that what it is, Lord, is we need to learn how to be present to you. And then we need to learn how to allow your presence to flow through us, to bring encouragement to other folks. Lord, please guide us, direct us, inspire us, and encourage us that we might be encouraging folks for other people, that we might be lifting up our sisters and brothers in the faith, not seeking to speak ill about any of them, but seeking to find ways to help, seeking to find ways to say words that will encourage them to go on even further for the kingdom work. Lord, what a blessing it is to hear you call out to us and to say that we are loved and that you care for us and that you continue to work in our lives. So, Father, please guide us ever closer to you to be so much more like Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.